The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last and of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in the midst, and putting his arm around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Today's Gospel shows us the human side of the disciples of Jesus. Usually we are reading and listening from our Gospel about these big things, important things that the apostles did. But today, as I said, Gospel shows us the human side. Why? Because Jesus is talking to them about his future. He said, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." It means Jesus is letting them know what will happen with him. But as the Gospel said, they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. This is only one part, because the second part is that they didn't understand and they didn't ask, because in their opinion, they had something more important to do. They were arguing who is the most important, who is the greatest of them. And of course, Jesus told them, "If you wish to be first, take the last place." It is, of course, as everything in the Gospel, not only for the disciples, but it is also for us. But we are living in this society that taking a lower place is against the value of this society. Practically from the beginning, we are taught to be great, to have a better job, better pay, and more things. And we are pretty successful getting more things. Recent study reported that an average American has twice as much as his or her parents did at the same age. To start, we have bigger houses. We fill these houses with twice as much of furniture and appliances. We have twice as many TVs per capita, and of course without even counting the channels. We can't compare how many computers and video games and all this electronic stuff we have, because probably our parents, they didn't have any. We go out to a restaurant and we take expensive vacations. Today the middle class enjoys things once only available to the rich. Of course, we can say having things, it is good thing, but we need also think about how happy we are. Having twice as many things, are we twice or more happier than our parents? Not so. The same study showed that even though we have twice as much, we are only one half as happy. Or, to put it another way, we are twice as unhappy. So, what we do? Our society gives the answer. If you feel unhappy, go to the mall, walk around, go to Amazon website and buy something. That will pick you up. Buying things becomes like a drug. It does make you feel good for a moment. But after that moment, what we do? We can buy again. This is a great trap. Pope John Paul II called it consumerism. Even though communism has fallen, consumerism possesses a great danger to our souls. To enjoy things of creation is in itself positive. However, the consumer mentality brings a terrible risk. St. James put his finger on it in the second reading today. He talks about envy, which means desiring something we do not have, but we know that someone else has. In fact, envy can overtake us to such a degree that the only thing we really want is what the other person has. All of us, we could experience, or we've seen a room, kid's room, full of toys. And the kid is not very interested in these toys until another kid comes to that room and takes one of his toys. He shouts, "That is mine." Something like that has happened in our society. We have so much, but then along comes someone who also wants a share. For example, the immigrant. He is eager to work at McDonald's. His wife is willing to care for our elderly in a nursing home. They rent an apartment in probably not the best part of the town. And they dream about their own house and college education for their children. Some of us, we react like this child who realizes the other is interested in his story. "That is mine," we say. In our second reading, As I said, St. James calls this enemy, desiring something only because someone else happens to want it too. And we know that politicians have played on this envy. The incredible things in our society are that we not only can resent the immigrant, but the child also. Our society today says, more children, less for you. Two children, maybe, but no more. I've heard about a woman, pregnant woman, with her third child. She had her two boys at her side, and the baby, the third baby, was most evident. Someone came to her and said, haven't you ever heard of abortion? Of course, that is extreme case, but we can look at children as a threat to our lifestyle. And children, they are not a problem. They are the solution. If we see a young couple with 3, 4, 5 children, we should say, thank you. You might even ask, is there anything I can do for you to help with your children? Those children are our future. They are the greatest resource of our society and the world of the Church. When we recognize that everything we have is from God, and that we are only caretakers, then we need to share, to give. Mother Teresa of Calcutta certainly did that. Perhaps you read about her will. All that she possessed was a pair of sandals, 3 sarees and a Bible. Everything she received, she immediately gave to the poor. Today, I invite all of us to think about what it means to receive the little child. Our lives are not about getting more and more things. That will only lead to unhappiness. What will bring joy is open our hearts and share, especially with someone like this little child. Jesus said, whoever welcomes a child such as this for my sake welcomes me.